Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Welcome everybody to another episode of a very special podcast. Very special because it's Tomas Anders' podcast. Welcome, Tomas.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
Again in your office. And again, last time it was perfect coffee. This time it's perfect champagne.
Yes, rosé.
Perfect. Okay. The last time we were talking about the first success with Modern Talking. We stopped with You're My Heart, You're My Soul. And the success that started in Europe, all of a sudden you were famous.
Yes. Yes, all of a sudden, but not in a few weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Because what I figured out is that it takes much longer that the people will recognize your face. Mm-hmm. A lot of people knew the song from the radio, but then it takes, or it took in the end, several months, I will say 6, 7, 8 months, till the people, you know, recognized me on street. But to be honest, this is not everybody's dream to be recognized.
You have been what age at that time? 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How is it?
Nice.
To be 21, okay. But how is it to be that famous? Because it's so funny, you know, all these stories, you know, young people, they dream about being a pop star. And everybody wants to be famous. And if you talk with people who just went with the fame, nobody really says, well, it was just only great. How was it? I mean, is it funny? Is it hard? Is there too much stress? I mean, fame just doesn't mean a swimming pool, champagne all the time.
But these are some, you know, dreams, and mm-hmm. these are special, you know, images you have from a pop star or from a rock star. I think that nobody actually knew what it is like to being that famous, mm-hmm. because you live in a very special bubble.
Yeah.
You're working very hard because the record company is just, you know, behind you and is really stressing because time is money and you have to promote your song. And, you know, Modern Talking was not only famous in Germany, so it just, you know, overflow in other countries and especially in Europe, that we had to do our promotion in so many countries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, an example, we had a very, very, you know, the biggest youth magazine. It was called Bravo. And we had Yes, in Germany. And we've been for more than 1 year in every issue.
Okay.
And that means even for the complete more than 1 year, we had a photographer who was joining us, you know, traveling with us in all cities and in the studio because they needed to produce stories. Mm-hmm. And then you have the photographer, then you have people from the record company besides you, then You have to do your promotion. You have to do TV shows. And when you're not doing TV shows, you're in the record studio and recording new stuff. And when you're coming out of the record studio, then you have to make videos. You have to remember that Modern Talking, we did 4 singles every year and 2 albums.
4 singles.
4 singles and 2 albums. And, you know, if you compare it nowadays with Adele, you know,
she does one album every five years.
So this is, this was a complete, you know, different world, but you were living in it because you had, and I had to deliver. And, you know, in the very beginning, it was very, how to say, in a certain way, glamorous, and it was a completely new world. But more or less after half a year, 5, 6, 7 months, then I really, you know, had the feeling that my physical body is striking. And you know, traveling every day, you know, and even if you had a day off, you were knocked out because you needed to sleep. So in the end, it was great, but it was not that kind of glorifying life.
A lot is, you can read it everywhere. A lot of people said that you were the kind of guy who was really living the lifestyle, you know, like private jets and all that stuff, that you were like demanding this stuff. Is that true?
No, it wasn't. You know, first of all, I didn't come from a family who lived a lifestyle with private jet and champagne all around, you know. But I've, even in that times, in these times, I had the feeling that your surrounding is celebrating that kind of life.
So it's not you, but it's the people who make you do that.
Yes, you know, there's one thing. There's one sentence for the record company that means and that says, "Always keep the artist happy."
Okay.
Yeah, happy artist means money. Means happy life for the record company. And I remember at the very beginning when we just entered the charts in Germany, and the record company was based in Berlin. And so normally when I you know, just had my trip to the office from the record company, I just took a flight, came to Berlin and took a taxi and go to the office by taxi. And we just entered the charts, and I called the secretary, one of the secretaries, and she said, and I said, "Well, I'll take my taxi and come to the office." And, "Oh, no," she said, "you're Modern Talking. You don't drive taxi anymore. You will have a limousine, and the driver will bring you to the office." And I said, "Okay, so let's do this." Or another point was, when we were traveling, you know, when we had a really tight schedule, the record company said, "Oh, you need a private plane for, you know, that you can make all your special dates, your work, that you are there right in time." And I never asked for myself for a private plane, but it was the record company. They said, "You can do it." Of course, they said it because we were like a slot machine.
Okay.
If I'm reflecting back, we made in these times with the first and second career of Modern Talking, we made an income for the record company from more than half a billion euros.
Oh my
for
God.
The record company.
Okay.
For sure, they said, "Who the fuck is a private plane?" But It wasn't me who was asking it. Well, I loved it.
Okay.
But I didn't say I want it.
You didn't demand...
No, I didn't demand
if Thomas Anders is coming to town.
I'm only coming with a private plane. Yeah. No, I never did this.
Okay. So, but how was it in these... I mean, we were talking last time, we were talking about that Dieter Bohlen was just added by coincidence. He was your producer. He was never meant to be on the stage.
Yeah.
But after a time, you can't change the team anymore, as much as I understand it. So that's a total different story. I mean, this like fairy tale of pop bands goes like, you know, people, they start in school to play together. They work hard and then they, you know, they become famous and they're happy with each other. You guys were just put together. How was that feeling?
Yeah, but like you said, this is a fairy tale.
Okay.
There are some groups, you know, maybe it was the habit in the 70s or, I don't know, in the 60s. But today, it is quite normal that you have a casting.
Yeah.
So the bands are casted. And so it was exactly in that way we had it. Because we made the release from Modern Talking and the record company said, well, if it will be a success, we will cast a guy, you know, who is standing by my side and I'm the main part and I'm the voice. But the history, the story was so fast that nobody from the record company... just could see that Modern Talking went into the charts so high and will be a special way of blockbuster. Mm-hmm. You know, that we will be number one in between several weeks, and not only in Germany, even in so many countries all over the world. So we had our TV shows to do,
yeah.
And the only guy who had time in that way was the producer, and it was Dieter Bohlen, and he was standing by my side. And then we got so big that they said we can't replace him anymore.
Yeah.
Because this is so stupid when a new group, new band, new duo is just performing so fantastic and you know, the people get used to their faces, you don't, you know, take one person out and put another.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But it also seemed to be perfect. He was blonde hair, you dark hair, and you guys were really the total opposite of each other.
It was made by destiny.
Yeah. I remember that so well because last time you said that Dieter Bohlen and you really clicked in the studio, that you always worked with him very well, which surprised me because a lot has said of the relationships between you guys. But did it click on the tours? Because that's the moment when it's pretty tight. I mean, even though you probably had separate rooms to sleep in, but you were together all the time, all the day. Photographers, interviews, blah, blah, blah.
This was hard, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure that it was even hard for him, mm-hmm. because character-wise, we are completely the opposite. Mm-hmm. And in the end, or, you know, in the second part of Modern Talking, we made it different because the first Modern Talking career was that we stuck together all the time. You know, we had our dressing room, we had our car, we had the plane, we have seats nearby each other. So we were at dinner together, we had lunch together, we had photo sessions together, we were in the studio, we were for video shootings, we were, you know, it was like a marriage partnership. And with complete different characters, contraire, you know, opposite characters. But in the second Modern Talking, we had our own driver.
Okay.
We had from time to time that we had dinner together. We came from different places by plane. Sometimes we had different hotels. But, you know, to be successful in a certain way, and like we've been with music, doesn't mean that you have to be buddies in real life.
Okay.
And
from would that, make it easier, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, but we've seen even in the music industry that buddies, they, you know, in the end they had problems with each other when they stuck together, you know, 24 hours, 24/7 in a certain way. So for the second part of Modern Talking, second career, so we made it from the very beginning. So we had our own cars, our own driver. You know, when we just came for a show. So I came from my hometown. Dieter came from his hometown. So we saw each other. Then we were happy. Oh, it's nice to see you. You know, blah, blah, blah. Let's go on stage. And then we just split and everybody has his own way home. That makes it even more relaxed. Mm-hmm. But to... you know, stucking together with a person, let's say it from my point of view, I couldn't understand in his habits. This was the hardest part of the complete career.
So you mean like you couldn't like read him? He was totally different. He never did things like you would have done them.
Yes.
Okay. Enough said.
Yeah. There are tons of examples. You know, he likes to eat this, and I don't like it. He wants to make this interview, but I didn't want to make that kind of interview because for me it made no sense. So it was so hard to say. It was completely the opposite. From what I was feeling, and not only what I was thinking, what I was feeling from the bottom of my heart.
But then again, it's kind of like a tragic story. You work hard. I mean, you stand on the stage before you turn 10 years old. You work really hard. You're a total pro by the age of 20. Because you played your ass off, I'm sorry, but you really did, on stages. And then you finally become famous. And there is this blonde guy next to you.
Yes, and?
And, but you sort of worked with that.
This is my destiny.
Okay.
You know, life is not a game. You know, life is you know, once a producer said to me, "And our birth certificate is not written that life will be easy." So we have to take it how it is. And this is my destiny. This career is my destiny. And you know, if I have the, if I have to choose this destiny or being not successful, I will take my destiny.
Okay. So, yeah, yeah. And not being successful, but being with people of your heart and everything. Yeah. 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 Okay. So, but still, you seemed, for everybody, you seemed to be the perfect fit because he was blonde, you were dark-haired. You were always very trendy. Clothes were very trendy. His clothes were special. Balloon silk all over the place. Did anybody tell you that?
What?
Was there any design guy who said
No. We had no stylist.
No.
We never had. It was, even that times in the 80s, I don't know even who had a stylist. Maybe the people, the big American stars for their tours or Las Vegas shows or whatever, uh-huh. They had stylists for this. And today, you know, if you have a special level of being famous, you have your stylist at home every day.
Yeah.
You know, when all the Kardashians and Biebers and blah, blah in America, when they go, you know, around the block with their dog, when they do dog walking, they have exactly the outfit in the closet, just what they have to wear, what is the newest trend, for the ladies, what is the newest bag, the newest shoes, what kind of sneaker, what color, what this is. For me, it would be a disaster, you know. Okay, they make money with it,
yeah.
But it's such an unreal world.
So in these times, it was just like you were what you wanted to wear, and yeah, he did, yeah, what he wanted, yeah, to wear. You never talked about this? Wasn't it like, if you know, I just have to understand this. Wasn't it like that you said, like, Dieter, you can't put this on? This looks ridiculous.
it wouldn't have made any sense because he got this for free.
Okay.
And this was his value.
Okay.
You know, I don't have to pay for it, so I wear it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Okay. But see, just to understand this, was there any system? Was there any system, the Bohlen under system, or was there any modern talking system?
Our system was that we had no.
Oh.
There was no system. It was, when I'm reflecting it back, it's even for me today a miracle that we got so enormous, famous, and successful. Uh-huh. Because we had no management.
No management?
No management, no. We just did it. There was no concept. The concept was from the record company, oh my God, they have five singles in Germany, for Germany, five singles number one. They had four albums number one. So this was, okay, it was the last, so we make money. The next album, come on, let's do the next album. We don't know how long it will, you know, be on the profit way.
Yeah.
And there was no strategy behind it. You know, there was no way of thinking that they said, okay, maybe we make a step back and relax the market.
1 year, no modern talking.
And then coming back. No, it was the cash cow.
Cash cow. It seems unreal to hear that because you were so big. I mean, you were enormous. You were worldwide fame, and that there was no strategy behind that.
But maybe this is a part of our success. I don't know. Maybe if we would have made a break for a year,
yeah.
Maybe after 1 or 1.5 year, maybe the music taste would be different, uh-huh. And you know, then I would sit here talking to you, and maybe I would say it was wrong just to make a brick.
Okay, yeah.
So this is the big, you know, psychic. It's a psychic thinking,
yeah.
What we're doing.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, but it's very interesting because, again, I hear the hard worker. You just did it because it was your work.
It was my work, yes. But work on the positive side,
yeah.
Because I love to work.
Yeah.
I love what I'm doing. And I don't will mention it work.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure. And it's, you know, this is what I'm doing is real pleasure for me. Mm-hmm. It's, and I don't even think one day in my life I'm going to work. Mm-hmm. No, I'm doing something which I love and which gives me lots of fun. And sometimes it hurts. It's hard, but physically. Sometimes mentally, but in the end, I love it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
First of all, for your hospitality. Second of all, for the stories. And third of all, may I ask for one more song?
Certainly.
Thank you.
I was waiting for this.
There you are. Looking just the same as you did last time I touched you. And here I am, close to getting tangled up inside the thought of you. Do you love him as much as I love her? And will that love be strong when old feelings start to stir? Looks like we made it, left each other on the way to another love. Looks like we made it, or I thought so till today, until you were there, everywhere, and all I could taste was love the way we made it.
Modern talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Modern talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.